is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Eastern NATO allies Monday about Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Blinken called for a united NATO stance. He joined a phone call Monday with his counterparts in nine Eastern NATO countries, known as the Bucharest Nine. Blinken said the United States was committed to, quote, close consultation and coordination with all of our transatlantic allies and partners as we work toward de-escalation through deterrence, defense, and dialogue. That's from State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but has petitioned to join the alliance for more than a decade, a stance that has angered Russia. Russia has been demanding that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and reduce its deployments in Central and Eastern Europe. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is planning televised hearings and a series of reports in the coming months. The panel's reports will be used to present its findings and bring its private interviews out into the open. The committee hopes not only to show the severity of the riot, but to push back on the former president's false claims of election fraud and examine how he tried to pressure the states and Congress to overturn President Joe Biden's legitimate win. The panel is trying to combat a growing effort from Donald Trump and many of his Republican allies to downplay the attack by his supporters. A winter storm hitting the U.S. mid-Atlantic combined with a pandemic to further frustrate air travelers Monday. Many travelers' return flights home for the holidays were canceled or delayed. This is VOA News. Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was convicted on four counts of fraud and conspiracy on Monday. Theranos was a blood testing technology startup based in the United States. The verdict ended a lengthy trial that has captivated Silicon Valley. The jury found her not guilty of four other felony charges. On the three remaining charges, the jury was deadlocked. The former entrepreneur could now face up to 20 years in prison. Holmes, who had bowed her head several times before the jury was polled by the judge, remained seated and expressed no visible emotions as the verdicts were read. The financial settlement between Jeffrey Epstein and a woman who is suing Britain's Prince Andrew for sexual assault has been made public. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The documents from 2009, publicly released in Manhattan federal court today, show that Virginia Giuffre accepted a private $500,000 deal to settle her lawsuit against Jeffrey Epstein, resolving Giuffre's allegations that Epstein had hired her as a teenager to be a sexual servant at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. She sued Prince Andrew in August of 2021, saying he'd sexually assaulted her multiple times when she was 17. The prince maintains the assaults never happened. A line in the 2009 settlement says it includes anyone else who could have been included as a potential defendant. The prince's attorney, Andrew Brettler, has said the agreement should release Andrew from any purported liability. Giuffre's attorneys disagree. Arguments over a request to dismiss the lawsuit are scheduled for Tuesday. I'm Jennifer King.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in a Sao Paulo hospital for tests after experiencing abdominal discomfort. The hospital where he was admitted said in a statement the president had an intestinal obstruction and was in stable condition. Bolsonaro is doing well and further information will be provided later, according to his government statement. Bolsonaro has experienced a series of medical issues since he was stabbed in the abdomen on the 2018 campaign trail. India has given 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Afghanistan. India has also pledged to send more vaccines and food grain in the coming weeks to the country where millions face hunger. The Indian Foreign Ministry says the vaccines were delivered on Saturday. Some school systems around the U.S. have extended their holiday break or switched back to online instruction because of the explosion of COVID-19 cases. Others are pressing ahead with in-person classes amid a seemingly growing sense that Americans will have to learn to coexist with the virus. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.